Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
morning, good morning. I am your host, Joseph the Dreamer. You listen to Faith is Power Radio. And we're going to start off with a prayer before we start the show. I would like to thank my listeners that's listening and those that's actually, you know, want to listen to the Word of God and wants to change their life. This is the time now. I'm going to go ahead and start with a prayer. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. Lord Father, use me as your tool to give the gospel, to give the word, Lord Father. Let me not say anything through the flesh, but the spirit only, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. For those that's listening, Lord Father, let them be reached, let them be touched, let them be saved, Lord Father, by your grace and mercy, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Father. For those that's listening online and listening internationally, Lord Father, let them be touched by the word, by your words, Lord Father, not mine. And I pray to your name, your blood, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Today we're going to preach on salvation. Salvation, meaning on salvation is when the Lord went on the cross and he gave us grace and mercy. He gave us a chance in life on salvation. If you could go on Psalm 37, verse 39. Psalm 37, verse 39 is going to talk about salvation, okay? Giving us another chance in life and to you know, follow him by carrying the cross with the Lord and knowing that by faith, you could get saved. By faith, you could get saved by following the Lord, okay? So it's by his grace and mercy. It's not by our works, but it's by his salvation that we are saved, correct? Okay, so, you know, salvation is a gift from God that we're being touched and moved and covered by his blood, okay? People is talking different type of tone, saying that, oh, you know, it's according to your good works that you would get saved, or whatever you do in life by doing good deeds. That is wrong. You have to get saved through the Lord Jesus Christ only, and that's through the Lord. That's through God's Son, Lord Jesus. The Lord went on the cross for us to give us a salvation, to give us a chance in life, to give us an experience in this earth to prosper and abundance and healing, okay? So all these things that we're going through right now in the physical realm, do not pay attention to that. Focus on the spiritual, what's going on in the spiritual by faith. Only by faith you could please God. Okay, it's only by faith you can please God, and you have to trust him. Let me read Psalms 37, verse 39-40. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. I'm going to say that again. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust him. And that is the word, trust him. You shall be delivered by you trusting the Lord. You shall be moved and covered, okay, by the blood. Salvation is by the blood and the grace and mercy. By you trusting in him and having faith in the Lord, you shall be covered, okay? I'm going to go to another verse, Isaiah 25, verse 9. Isaiah 25, verse 9. Okay. Okay, Isaiah 25, verse 9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Okay? For those that couldn't really hear me clearly, I'm going to say it again. It shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. And this is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Rejoice in his salvation. What that does that mean? It don't really mean that, you know, you being depressed or you're being actually distracted by other people or you're only focused on your financial problems. But by you focus on the Lord's salvation, by you focus on the Lord and trusting in him, no matter what happens in the trials and tribulation that you're going through, it's salvation. By you getting saved, you shall be covered. By you trusting in the Lord and having faith in him, you shall be saved. By you moving with the Lord, by you keeping that eye on the Lord, you shall be saved and trusting in him. And that is the gift from God, by you being covered. You already been covered. It's been stated on the word that when we're born in this earth, we already have blessings. We already been blessed. Okay, we already been covered by the blood. We already been covered by his blessings. Salvation. I want to ask a few people out there that's listening. Are you saved? And if you saved, do you believe that you saved? You can't say you just say you saved. Do you believe that you saved? Do you walk like you saved? Do you talk like you saved? Because no matter the trials and tribulation, you got to praise the Lord in bad times, and you got to praise the Lord in good times. Are you doing that? Okay? So that's the meaning of salvation, and having faith, because faith is power. Faith is the number one thing that pleases God. Faith answers all things, not just that, but love. Love conquers all. So salvation is the topic for today. I hope you understand what's going on, because we are in the last days, we're in the end times, and people need to pay attention that you need to be saved. I'm not telling you, you should force yourself to get saved, but it is your will. God gives us free will. It's a decision. If you want to make that decision, go ahead and make that decision now, because by the time you say you're going to make a decision next year might be too late. So pray on it. Trust in God. Let him come into your life and have that relationship with him. It's not religion. It's not about religion, because a lot of people have been talking, saying, this is religion. I don't want to deal with this. It's not religion, okay? This is not about religion. It's about relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus, okay? The Messiah, Yeshua, he is the king, all right? Okay, if you don't bow to him now, you shall bow when he comes. Okay? I'm not saying this, you know, just to be rude, whatever, but every knee shall bow. It's already stated in the Bible. Okay? We're going to go to Luke 24, verse 47. Luke 24, verse 47. Okay. Okay, Luke 24, verse 47 states, "And that repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Salvation is power. This is a gift from God. Like I said before, it is a gift from God, and it's our repentance of our sin. Once we save, we must repent for the things we do, because we are sinners. For those that say, "I'm not a sinner," you're calling the Lord a liar, because we are sinners. Once we save and we repent, we are covered. The Lord don't remember our sins anymore. That's by repentance and grace and mercy and faith. And by believing that you're saved, by believing you're righteous and just. Yes, you will fall a couple of times, but you got to get right back up and continue moving and walking. And not just that, not just being saved, but by being a servant for God, by serving the Lord and being his minister, being his servant and giving the word out there and helping other people, okay? So that's the word for today's salvation. I'm going to go ahead and play another so you can listen to. And we're going to, you know, finish in just about 10 minutes. We have only 10 minutes on the show. That's pretty quick. Okay, so I hope you understand about salvation and what's going on in this world. Only way, one way is to actually get yourself out of trouble and have a new life. It's not about money. It's not about, you know, having a fabulous life in Miami, Florida, or wherever you're at. It's about having a relationship with the Lord, okay? American dream, I'm not saying the American dream is over, but the thing is, what can you do with the American dream if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ? You don't have the Lord in your life. Are you going to be happy what you have? Are you going to be happy? Okay? So, you know, understand that salvation is a gift from God. Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. I could say this like a thousand times, grace and mercy. Okay? Some people out there, I knew a couple of years back, saying, "Oh, I have to get myself right before I go with God." Do that sound correct? Does that sound correct to you? You know, I have to get myself together before I go to God. The Lord says that come as you are. He said, "Come as you are. He shall make you new." He shall make you new. Because I came a long way myself as a Christian. Okay? I've been through trials and tribulations. I know everybody else been through trials and tribulations. They've been through a lot of problems. Okay? And people went from hell and back, and they don't want to go back to hell again. Okay? So, salvation is the key. Getting saved. Grace and mercy. Accepting the Lord in your heart. Accepting him in your heart. And believing. Believing and walk in the word. Obeying. Okay? It's about obedience. It is about obedience. And obeying what the Lord tells you, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play a track, and we'll take it from there.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
Arresting me.
This is for you, haters.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. God. Yeah. The Lord's our light, all the pain at night. He's shine through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. His words no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gotta make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil's trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
Thank you.
Thank you and God bless.